Hey, hey, Rockheads. Welcome back to the Rock Pod, where we deep dive into the legends, the loud, and the little known. And today, we're rolling back to the post-grunge gold rush of the 90s to shine a spotlight on a band that got caught between the grunge afterglow and the radio rock machine, 7 Mary 3, also known as 7M3, if you're short on time or vowels. You probably know them best for one song, Cumbersome. But let me tell you, these guys were more than a one-hit wonder. They had heart, grit, and enough angst to fill a Seattle rainstorm. So strap in, grab your flannel, and let's dive into the story of 7 Mary 3, the band with a number for a name and a sound that shook up alternative rock. Welcome to the Rock Pod. Okay, let's take it all the way back. The year is 1992. We're in Williamsburg, Virginia. And two students of the College of William and Mary, Jason Ross, vocals and guitar, Jason Pollock, guitar, start jamming together. And they recruit drummer Giddy Calsa. I know I just butchered that, I know. And bassist Casey Daniel. And thus, 7 Mary 3 is born. Now let's address the elephant in the room. What the hell does the name mean? All right, well, the name 7 Mary 3 is a nod to an old 80s TV cop show, Chips. Yeah, you know, the one with Punch and John cruising around on motorcycles. 7 Mary 3 was the call sign of John's unit. Weird origin for a band name, yeah, but hey, beat naming themselves something like Pearl Mud Pilots. And they started recording songs with a DIY ethic. Their first self-released album, Churn, came out in 1994 and included, yes, the original version of Cumbersome. This wasn't the sleek radio edit yet. This was raw, emotional, and buzzing with that early grunge energy. Rock Pod. So how does a college band go from campus gigs to MTV buzz clips? Two words, cumbersome and timing. In 1995, grunge had morphed into post-grunge. Labels were hungry for bands that sounded a bit like Pearl Jam, but didn't come with Eddie Vedder's brooding mystique. 7 Mary 3 got picked up by Mammoth Records, which re-released Churn as American Standard. And just like that, boom, Cumbersome explodes onto radio and MTV. That song was everywhere in 1996. She calls me Goliath and I wear the David mask. I guess the stones are coming to face her now. You know I have become cumbersome to this world. Man, what a chorus. Jason Ross had that throaty, raspy, gravel-in-your-gut voice that could carry a mountain of emotional weight. The track hit number one on the Billboard Mainstream Rock Tracks chart, and American Standard went platinum. Suddenly, the band was rubbing elbows with other alt-rockers like Bush, Collective Soul, and Camelbox. But success can be a double-edged Stratocaster. Rock. All right, now let's peek behind the curtain, shall we? 7 Mary 3 was catapulted into the major label machine. They toured hard, often lumped in with the grunge light movement, whether they liked it or not. Critics weren't always kind, pegging them as Pearl Jam knockoffs, which, let's be honest, was the fate of many rock acts with the flannel and fuzz pedigree. But behind that, they were just guys trying to write honest songs. Their follow-up album, Rock Crown 1997, had deeper, moodier cuts. The title track, and Lucky, showed they weren't just angst merchants. They could craft melancholy, textured tunes. Me Mr. Mustard says he's bored. Life in the district. Still, the media narrative didn't do them any favors. They were battling image, industry pressure, and internal evolution. Not every band is ready for the whirlwind, and not every band wants to ride the wave the same way. And he pales up next to me, and scrawled on the pavement. Now, during one tour, their van broke down in the middle of Ohio. And rather than cancel, they rented a U-Haul, threw the gear in, and powered on. That's rock and roll, baby. Rock. And now here's the part where most folks check out. But not you, Rock Pod listeners, because 7 Mary 3 kept going. In 1999, they dropped Orange Avenue, and the single Over Your Shoulder gave them another chart hit. It was cleaner, a more melodic sound. Jason Ross's vocals, more restrained. The production, more polished.
There's a mark on my back from my last heart attack.
But by the early 2000s, the band was independent again, releasing albums like The Economy of Sound in 2001 and Welcome Race Fans in 2003. Now, these albums didn't make waves on the charts, but they revealed a band maturing. Less rage, more reflection. Albums like Day and Night Driving, 2008, showcased their Southern rock influences. It was clear 7 Mary 3 wasn't chasing trends anymore. They were just making music on their terms. That kind of artistic integrity is rare and often unsung.
Well, I haven't seen a doctor.
Yes, I know you're asking. So, what happened? By 2012, the band officially disbanded. Jason Ross, the soulful voice behind those anthems, transitioned into solo work and film score writing. Talk about range. And the rest of the boys have taken on various projects. Some stayed in music, others moved on. But no drama, no meltdowns, just a band that quietly slipped out of the spotlight and into legacy status. And here's something cool. 7 Mary 3 is still remembered fondly by fans who dug past the singles. They left behind a deep catalog worth discovering.
Rock Pod.
So what's the legacy of 7 Mary 3? Yeah, Cumbersome was a massive hit. And sure, it overshadowed a lot of their other work. But that's not the whole story. They were a band of thoughtful, hardworking musicians who managed to ride the post-grunge wave without losing their identity, even if the spotlight never fully followed them after their first big splash. They were more than the sum of their radio hits. Songs like Water's Edge, Lucky, Each Little Mystery, they all hint at a band that wrestled with meaning, melody, and the music biz, and they kept their heads. Personal take? 7 Mary 3 had one foot in the angst of grunge and the other in the heartland of Americana. And honestly, that combo still hits. So go spin Rock Crown or Orange Avenue tonight. Dig deeper than the hits. There's gold in them hills.
I can't go down to the water's edge. I didn't do it. I saw you did. Don't go down to the water's edge. They did it once and they can do it again.
And with that, I'm Jimmy. And this has been another deep cut from the Rock Pod. All killer, no filler. Catch you next time. And remember, don't be cumbersome. Be curious.
Down by the stream, 'cause I'd seen her a minute before the van pulled up and opened the door.
If you like today's episode, smash that like button. Also, be sure to follow the Rock Pod so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes. And be sure to tell your friends about us. Want to show your support for the Rock Pod? Hit that donate button and buy us a cup of coffee. Every little bit helps. Research for this episode by me and GPT. Music by the band Silvertrip. Additional music in this episode, Cumbersome, Lucky, Over Your Shoulder, Rock Crown, and Water's Edge by 7 Mary 3.